Fool myself.
Ah, whatever. They usually deserve it. No. That's the only time I get people that are like, 30 people like this. I'm like, really? I don't even really like what I said now that I've looked back on it, but you guys are shitty people.
All right. Don't step too far back, man. We need to...
Yeah, I'd say move in. Like, yeah, we're using iPhones. Yeah, and we should probably close this door.
Yeah. Yeah.
Fuck around with the drums.
Oh, gosh, yeah. If a band starts jamming, we're fucked. So let's boogie.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I have no questions, like, prepared for this whatsoever. Ron was like, don't write questions, just say things.
I don't know
the
premise of the event.
I don't either, so, hey, we're in the same boat.
Oh, gosh, you guys don't listen to anything I post.
No,
I don't read anything.
I don't read anything. It's like, what?
Reading.
What song? What was that?
All right.
What are you doing?
I'm going to close it. Oh, thank you. Oh, we actually have someone dancing in a room with Piggy in it. That's a first.
Okay, is yours on already?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I'm starting this.
Okay. Oh, I don't have my like written out questions from Ron that I should be asking.
They're recommended, okay? Don't have to ask anything.
Like David Letterman right now, okay?
So you don't
approved list of questions.
Oh my god!
I actually didn't lose it over the last 10 minutes. I'm actually
I know that
proud of myself.
Will
for
take
that.
Every opportunity to embarrass me tonight
and call you Mexican.
Let's make sure everybody knows.
What's it like being a Mexican?
I'm only a Mexican to you, Izzy. I'm your Mexican. I'm your private Mexican.
Okay, I really need to go through Ron's questions right now. The first one says, band/sound explanation. Please, I really want to know, like, did you actually think about the sound, or did it just fall out of you like a baby you were not expecting one day?
Like those ladies who think they don't know they're pregnant.
And they have
like,
two teeth?
It's like, I was 9 months pregnant, but
bullshit.
I thought I was just fat and hungry.
She knew. They wanted to get a Kickstarter.
Oh, did you see that thing on Facebook that this lady said she got knocked up by a pig? What? Yeah,
it wasn't
you.
Me.
Yeah.
This
so I blame this band for people getting pregnant in America and starting reality shows. You fucker.
And they showed the picture of the pig and he had like this big smile on his face.
Well, that pig was probably like, yeah, food chain, bitches. I'd have a smile on my face too. Fuck it. Okay, all right, so who would like to explain the sound of the band? I don't know why I made this arm motion, but I feel like it. I also forget that people can't see this, but it's very majestic.
Yeah, you got huge arms.
I do.
You should have tagged
wings. I'm so ripped.
Canada arm.
Canada arm? What is that?
We'll tell you later.
Space station?
I don't want to know.
We'll tell you later.
Oh, yes, I do know that.
Space station has a Canada.
They actually built that off of my... They took a mold.
Named
and
it
then,
after you.
Yeah.
It was you. Were,
hand jobs are terrifying from me.
Do
you make that noise when you do
it? I do. That's actually the sound I make when I orgasm. I just go... It's kind of like a goat screaming. The neighbors stop complaining.
You just play until you can do it.
Why did you pick up a bass?
Because there was no bass players in Ottawa.
Okay.
That actually makes sense. Yeah, no. No one really ever wants to be a bass player.
I was a guitar player, and then there was enough guitar players.
Yeah, being there. Yeah. I've been like, I want to be a guitar player. Oh, wait, no. We need a bass player.
Wait a minute. You mean to tell me we spent all that time looking for a guitar player, and you were a guitar player?
Yeah, but then you need to find a bass player, which is hard
to
find.
Yeah.
Because no one wants to fucking play bass.
Speaking of guitar players.
Oh, yes. Ron is mouthing to me that I should ask questions about Nick right now.
We can edit this out. But ask Nick a question, and we'll overdub that later. Yeah.
See, that's the one thing you didn't give me a question. I don't know Nick. He didn't write a question down about it.
Just say World War II.
Hey, Nick, what do you feel about World War II?
There you go. That's it.
Say it again.
Hey, Nick, what do you feel about World War II? Utopia as like some evil genius. So, yes, excellent.
So ask us about Nick.
Well, you asked the question too about how everybody kind of got started.
Yeah.
So Nick can answer that as well. Because
exactly.
We got Lisa's answer on that.
So,
one.
Craig, how did you get started?
Banging on pots and pans in the kitchen. Pretty
really?
Stereotypical stuff.
How was that stereotypical? That's awesome.
Every
right?
drummer does that. And then
I
wanted to be a drummer in grade 6, but there's only 3 drum spots, and there was 4 people, so it was a drum off. The 2 guys were really good because they were older. And then it was me and this other girl named Nikki Zolov. And she
that
beat
sounds
me.
Familiar, actually, for some reason.
In the Nanaimo.
Yeah.
She beat me, so I didn't get the gig.
Wow.
Then, so
did
I,
you punch her in the face?
Trumpet. 6, 7, 8, and then 8, I said, fuck it, I'm going back to drums because I still had a chip on my shoulder about playing drums.
And losing
so then I.
Yeah.
Then
and
I
having to play the fucking trumpet, which is lame. You don't get laid by playing the trumpet.
Then I joined all the school bands and had teachers and jazz school and blah, blah, blah.
But what made you keep doing it? Because I know, like, when I had to do all that, like, lesson stuff, I was like, this is boring, this sucks. And, that, like, what made you go into a band? Because most people. Having like a band
drummers
experience,
to,
you would usually
to,
be like, fuck this shit. Yeah.
Drummers have to drum. They're always searching. They're always trying to get better. They're, always, they're never satisfied with themselves. They never think they're good enough. They can be the best drummer in the world. They're still searching for more.
That's
you're
true.
You're never, ever satisfied. So if you're, you know, like what you're doing now, there's some other thing you want to do, or you want to learn this different style, that different style. You want to do punk rock really fast. You want to do blast beats for some stupid reason. And then you want to learn, like, to play timpani and play all the orchestral percussion, so you're always looking for more. So that's why you keep going.
So what are you gonna do
so
next?
So kind
then?
Of drum set drumming. You get into specific bands with heavy fucking drummers. John Bonham, Mac McNeely from the Jesus Lizard, the Fugazi guy, and I could go on forever. No, you're into these heavy technical drummers, or these heavy drummers who just have a lot of soul in their playing. So you try and emulate that and become have your own voice yourself. You're constantly searching for your own voice.
I have to admit, that was pretty fucking hot to just listen to all that. Now we know why the women love Craig. Holy fuck. That was pretty
Do they?
Amazing. Well, at least
Not
the
enough.
Female sheep. Not enough. It's never enough
for
drummers.
Always
looking
for more.
Always looking for more.
Continued improvement.
Yes.
See, it's a theme.
Brilliant.
See, you're quitting the band at the wrong time. I'm telling you.
All right, Ron. What about you? How did you start playing guitar?
Well, like, guitar was kind of an afterthought. I mean, the first things I played in bands were bass and vocals and drums and then guitar later. But I always had a guitar around and just kind of picked it up. I believe it or not, probably the first song I ever tried to play was, what's that song, Craig, the Led Zeppelin song that goes... It's on Physical Graffiti.
Either 10 years gone or in the light. I'm not sure.
Yeah, it's a Physical Graffiti song anyway. But anyway, I love Led Zeppelin and I had a guitar poking around, and one day I was listening to Physical Graffiti and I tried to play along with Jimmy Page, which was obviously the wrong thing to do because I was immediately very discouraged. So I put it down and didn't pick it up again until I was in Black Flag, and Greg Ginn actually encouraged me to play guitar, but that never really developed.
Cool. And what about you with vocals?
When I was in high school, like, I took musical theater and I took dancing. I used to be a tap dancer. And
really?
Yeah.
My God, I'm totally going to make you do that later.
So, musical theater.
I can swing dance. Well, swing and tap dance.
Musical theater was just one of those things that kind of went along with it. And then I started taking voice lessons. And I didn't really, like, I was really. What the fuck is that?
Band's practicing. All right.
Shut
up! All right.
This thing's
Sorry.
Pretty sensitive.
No, it's fine. I'll finish.
It's
I'm gonna
finish
what
up.
What
yeah.
I was gonna say. I was pretty self-conscious when I was younger about, I jammed with a couple of friends in high school, but nothing like really quiet, like just kind of like on the weekends. My buddy had this place out on a farm, and they had a semi-trailer, and we used to jam inside the semi-trailer. We used to run power out there. And
the acoustics in that must have been amazing.
Yeah, it was pretty cool. But I mean, all I remember is that my buddy said that it sounded like I was killing a cat when I saying. So I shut up for a really long time, and then when I was like 19, I opened my mouth again at some house party, and I had this guy come up to me, and he was like, "You're really fucking good." Like, it was something totally embarrassing and ridiculous. Like, the whole band was playing Raining Blood by Slayer, and I didn't know any of the words. So I was just screaming, like, whatever, like, sounded right. But I had no idea that was an actual song. It was so... And then I found it afterwards, and I was like, it's so embarrassing. I can't even believe I'm saying this. Okay. But this guy came up to me, this old dude that I had no idea who he was. And he was like, "That was really fucking... Like, you got a fucking set of pipes on you. You gotta keep doing that." And I was like... Oh, yeah, whatever, like, fuck. And then, like, I dated, my husband played in Alcoholic White Trash. He was a drummer. And, like, so he was always playing in a band, and I never did anything. And I never did anything for years. And then after he passed away, like, I was, you know, I'd been in the scene for about 10 years. And fucking, I decided, I was like, fuck it, I'm going to do something about this. I'm going to fucking, I got a lot of really good friends that I trust. And that I know that I can open up on with a mic. And yeah, they may tell me that I sound like shit and that that I sound like someone killing a cat, but at least they're my friends. And I don't have to be embarrassed about it. And yeah, the next thing you know, I'm getting reviews that I, you know, like I gargle whiskey and razor blades and, you know, all sorts of cool shit like that. So I was like, fucking right. So I'm going to keep doing this. No, God, no. Well, yeah, you know what? That tour... That's probably pretty much the only thing I didn't.
The only thing that wasn't on the roster.
Yeah.
Speaking of tour.
Yes.
Okay.
Sorry, yes.
So this whole thing is, this whole interview and stuff is only going to be on this CD that's just for this West Coast tour that we're going to be embarking on in 1 month and 1 day from now. We will be on tour. Okay.
Shit.
Yes, it is. Our first show is the 30th, and tonight is the 29th.
Yeah.
So 1 month and 1 day, we will be on tour, and
no.
It's a West Coast tour from Bellingham to Long Beach and all points in between.
Yeah.
We're really stoked about that. We're really stoked about playing with some of the bands that we're going to be playing with. I'm finally going to be able to play with Black Fag. Which they're completely fabulous.
No animosity there whatsoever.
Oh, well, you know what? I'm sure I'm going to have way more of a great time.
You're going to get sued.
I'm going to have a ball. I really am going to have a ball.
Or two.
However, the kicker is that I have to dress in drag to sing with them.
That wouldn't be the first time. Come on.
So,
you lived through the 80s. I've seen the pictures.
Well,
I've seen pictures of you.
It's true.
Yeah.
That is true. But
don't
it is,
pretend like that's a stretch.
That is true, but it's been a long time, and I'm not as young as I used to be.
If you can wear your own band t-shirt to your own interview, you're fine with dressing in drag. You have no problem doing that.
Well, I'm going to need a little help. Thankfully, I've got Ange and Lisa to help me out with that.
Are you talking about Nick?
But, oh, yes.
God, Lisa's like Yoda. She says nothing, and then when she does, it's amazing.
Yes. So yes, Nick in drag. We have this like sixth member who comes and visits us every once in a while, and her name's Nevada. And you never know when Nevada is gonna show up, but it's always a pleasure.
There is so much that I would like to say about this, but none of it is negative, because I'm totally down with that. I think that's fucking awesome. If someone wants to fucking put on a dress and tuck their dick back, fucking go for it.
I tried it once.
Yeah, you got
just
a little too excited.
Oh,
wait a minute. I'm not tucking my dick back to sing in Black Flag, okay? Do I have to do that? Is that part of the deal? Oh my gosh.
You're gonna have to clarify.
Oh my gosh. Okay. But it's gonna be really fun. We're really looking forward to this tour. We're playing Bellingham, Seattle, Portland, we're playing Medford, Oregon, we're playing Sacramento, we're playing San Francisco, Santa Cruz.
And a lot of guys' butts.
We're playing Los Angeles, and Long Beach and some other places, and just really stoked about it. And we got a new video out, and this record that you're going to be listening to right now, we're really, 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 really cool. And there's a lot more in store for us. We got a lot more conference door. We're definitely not gonna stop with this.
I suck as an interviewer, so I should just let Ron do this next time. No.
This is just the beginning.
Yeah.
That does about cover it. Who needs to pee and smoke?
We're done.
I do.
Thank you, Izzy. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are we gonna jam?
Sure.
You're running or for you. I don't know
sure.
what that means.
What do you guys
That's
want
why
to
I didn't
do?
Say it. I'm like, I don't know what that means.
Okay.
You wanna jam?
I could drink beer or
Is
jam.
Is there a washroom in this place?
Yeah, if
yeah.
you go all the way down to the end of the hallway, go through
what
the
do you
door
wanna
and
do?
It's on your right.
Oh my god, it's like getting to Neverland.
Yeah.
The second star
the It's the wardrobe. Go through the wardrobe.
Do you have or have you worked on Jealous Again Again? Do you have the lyrics for that or anything like that?
I have the lyrics on my phone,
but
don't I
don't
have
okay.
my phone.
Because I mean, because here's the thing. I mean,
yeah.
you know, we literally have a month left,
yeah.
which is you know, it's still it's enough time.
Yeah.
It's definitely enough time, but we want to kind of focus on the songs that. That we want to focus
Wait, yeah.
on
okay,
Jealous
Again.
The Plasmatic song.
Yeah.
And then
like
some.
Like we want to focus on the set list for tour.
Yeah,
yeah.
And things like you know things that are semi new to Craig, like
those are fun.
Like it was a long time
Slow
ago.
Death.
I guess
Slow
I'm
death.
Not being replaced before then. That guy didn't work out.
No, we haven't tried anyone out.
Oh, I thought you had a guy
no,
you were talking to.
No, I mean the chances of that happening are slim and none. So no, you're on the hook for the whole. You're on the hook for the tour, baby.
All right, I'll send you my contract.
Oh,
$500.
You know,
per
actually,
show.
We got some things to talk about too. So we don't have to jam tonight.
I'm gonna plug
to.
The
fan.
Let's do a powwow.
Okay, let's go outside.
Yeah. Okay. And we're gonna jam on Wednesday for sure. Anyway,
I'm not.
Right?
I'm going to Jasper. It's Canada Day.
Oh
really? Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we'll start fresh Monday. Because
okay.
Nick's not here Wednesday anyway.
You get that day off. Guess it doesn't matter.